Do you have in your wigwams, or tents, or skyscrapers, or wherever you live?
Trailers without wheels, mostly,
said Artisan Quinn. Very well. In those, is it common to have things that can think, but that are not human?
We did for a while, but they all stopped working and we threw them away.
Can you read? And by that I don't just mean interpreting logotype.
No one uses that anymore, said Quinn. You're talking about the symbols on your underwear that tell you not to use bleach, that sort of thing.
We don't have underwear or bleach. Just the bolt, the cord, and the sphere, said Fra Orlo, patting the length of cloth thrown over his head, the rope knotted around his waist, and the sphere under his bottom. This was a weak joke at our expense, to set Quinn at ease. Quinn stood up and tossed his long body in a way that made his jacket fly off. He was not a thick-built man, but he had muscles from working. He whirled the jacket round to his front and used his thumbs to thrust out a sheaf of tags sewn into the back of the collar. I could see the logo of a company which I recognized from 10 years ago, though they had made it simpler. Below it was a grid of tiny pictures that moved.
Kinograms, the obsoleted logotype.
I felt old. A new feeling for me. Orlo had been curious until he'd seen the kinograms. Now he looked disappointed. Oh, he said, in a mild and polite tone of voice.
You are talking bullshit.
I got embarrassed. Quinn was amazed. Then his face turned red. It looked as if he were talking himself into being angry. Fra Orlo didn't say what you think, I told Quinn, and tried to punctuate it with a chuckle, which came out as a gasp. It is an ancient Orth word.
You sounded a lot like...
I know, but Fra Orlo has forgotten all about the word you were thinking of. It's not what he meant.
What did he mean, then?
Fra Orlo was fascinated that Quinn and I were talking about him as if he weren't there. He means that there's no real distinction between kinograms and logotype.
But there is, Quinn said. They are incompatible.
His face wasn't red anymore. He drew breath and thought about it for a minute. Finally, he shrugged.
But I see what you mean. We could have gone on using logotype.
Why do you suppose it became obsolete then?
Asked Orlo.
So that the people who brought us kinograms could gain market share.
Orlo frowned and considered this phrase.
That sounds like bullshit, too.
So that they could make money.
Very well. And how did those people achieve that goal?
By making it harder and harder to use logotype and easier to use kinograms.
How annoying. Why did the people not rise up in rebellion?
Over time, we were led to believe that kinograms really were better. So, I guess you're right. It really is bull.
But he stopped in mid-word.
Well, you can say it. It's not a bad word.
Well, I won't say it because it feels wrong to say it here, in this place.
As you wish, Artisan Quinn.
Where were we?
Quinn asked, then answered his own question.
You were asking me if I could read, not these, but the frozen letters used to write Orth.
He nodded at my leaf, which was growing dark with just that sort of script.
Yes.
I could if I had to, because my parents made me learn, but I don't because I never have to,
said Quinn.
My son, now, he's a different story.
His father made him learn?
Fra Orlo put in. Quinn smiled.
Yes.
He reads books.
All the time.
His age?
Obviously, this was not on the questionnaire.
11. And he hasn't been burned at the stake yet.
Quinn said that in a very serious way. I wondered if Fra Orlo understood that Quinn was making a joke, taking a dig at him. Orlo made no sign.